Duff Mitchell calls getting the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, or FERC, license a milestone. He's the managing director of Juno Hydropower. After waiting 6 years, he learned his company was receiving the license in early September.
I hate to use it, but it'd be like a liquor store. You bought all the liquor, you bought the store, you got the signs up, but you can't sell it until you get permission. This is the permission.
In the U.S., water, like Sweetheart Lake, is considered a public resource. That's why Juno Hydropower had to apply for the regulatory license. That public resource could be used to generate electricity from a privately owned dam. There are still a few more hoops to jump through, but Mitchell thinks they could start some preliminary work at the site as early as this winter. Once the dam is built, the company plans to power the Kensington mine, which runs entirely off diesel. Meanwhile, Mitchell says they'll also begin construction next summer on a seawater heat pump in Juno.
And so we're going to try to be laying pipe in Juno this summer, too.
The technology works similar to your fridge at home, except in this case, it's warmth that's transferred away from the water. It'll be powered by Sweetheart Lake Dam and bring heat to buildings through pipes in the downtown core, displacing heating fuel. But not everyone was supportive of the dam project. Back in 2014, the privately owned utility that serves Juno, AEL&P, sent a critical letter to FERC explaining there wasn't a need for a new hydro. Tim McLeod, AEL&P's president, says that was before the dam proposal included the district heating idea.
We did not forecast a load that would justify the project when we submitted that letter.
Now that district heating is part of the equation, McLeod says he isn't sure. He doesn't know how much juice it would take to pencil out.
So I don't have any knowledge of that. They have not talked to AEL&P about the heating district.
But Juno Hydropower might have to. McLeod says he expects the company will want to use AEL&P's existing transmission lines. And Duff Mitchell agrees. He says he'll work with the utility to make it happen. For district heating to make sense, Mitchell says large Juno buildings will have to come online, like the Capitol Complex, State Building, and Juno Douglas High School, and eventually people's homes.
It's going to require subscription. In other words, a lot of the neighborhood's going to want to do it. It can't be just one house.
And you mentioned the school and like the State Building. Do you know that there's interest there that they would want this?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's interest. I mean, the bottom line is a lot of people are interested because it reduces greenhouse gases. A lot of people are interested because, you know, it's the wave of the future.
He says the Danish government thinks so, too. Denmark has a long history with district heating. And Mitchell says the country's representatives have their eye on Juno.
They're working with us wherever and however they can. And they see Juno as a flagship where they can also, you know, sell more Danish pipe and stuff into other communities in the future.
Mitchell thinks Denmark could help pay for some of the project costs with Danish bonds. And he believes that's a real possibility, along with financing from the Department of Energy and private investors. A bill that passed the Alaska legislature this year also frees up low-interest loans from a state-backed corporation. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Juneau.